Good morning. The time is 9:06, currently mostly cloudy skies. Temperature of 71 degrees at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the new time today for the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. So great to be on in the morning after being on in the afternoon since this show got underway back in early September. But now it's time to take a look at our forecast and talk some weather here early in the work week. We're joined from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Michael Carroll. And Mike, again, we have been going through some really warm weather here in the last week or so. A lot of nice weather as well. Haven't had a whole lot of rain, but it looks as though it's going to still be a pretty nice weather-wise, if not a little bit cooler, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit cooler once we get to beyond today as a cold frontal boundary actually looks to work in from the north here for today. And with that frontal passage later on this afternoon, we do stand a shot at some pop-up showers and storms out there by late this afternoon into this evening. The overall threat for severe weather on the lower side, but some of those stronger storms could produce some locally heavy rainfall and maybe some gusty winds by late in the day. We're still going to manage highs in the lower range of the 80s with a little bit of that hazy look to that sunshine once again for today. Some of the smoke from those Canadian wildfires leading to some reduced air quality as well for today. That air quality alert in effect through midnight tonight. For tonight, still that chance for some scattered showers and storms yet this evening. Overnight low temperatures dropping back into the upper 50s. Then a much nicer feel as far as the temperatures and humidity values Tuesday all the way through your Thursday, with abundant sunshine making a return. Tuesday calling for a high of 77. Wednesday pretty much the same, ample amounts of sunshine with upper 70s for highs. And Thursday as well looking very nice with a high of 78. Another opportunity for some rain showers then later into the day on Friday with lower 80s making a return. Saturday will still be dodging some showers and storms, but Sunday the nicer of the 2 days for your weekend. Saturday upper 70s and some very comfortable mid-70s then returning by your Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Carroll.
And Michael, again, it's hard to complain about it, but at the same time, we could use a little bit of rain. We haven't had much rain recently. Had a little bit of rain near the end of last week, but otherwise haven't had a whole lot. And it really looks like, you know, just a chance later today. Really pretty dry until Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, just a chance. And again, some towns will pick up, maybe a good half to three quarters of an inch with some of those heavier downpours later on this afternoon. But some towns, unfortunately, will miss out once again. So again, it's going to be pretty hit or miss in nature later on today.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much for joining us and have a great day.
You too.
Right now in Wausau, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of haze, temperature of 71 degrees. The winds are calm. Dew point of 57, relative humidity of 61%, the barometer at 30.11 inches, and a visibility a little bit down at the 3 miles. The time is 9:10. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, today is the first day. Some changes with our schedule here on Bow Falls Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. We start off the same way, 6 till 8 a.m. Again, it is Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Then from 8 until 10, this program, Chad Holmes, with you here on Bow Falls Radio every weekday. From 10 until noon, moving up a little bit and going to 2 hours, it is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinair. Again, that will be from 10 until noon. Then from noon until 1, a brand new program starting today. It will start off with a complete news update from our news director, Terry Bell. Terry will let us know what's going on in the news, especially Wisconsin news, area news. And then at about 10:15, it will be called Town Call, basically a take on the old town hall, where we'll have discussions on the news with experts, with newsmakers, but with also listeners. Yeah. So, again, a chance for listeners, some of the top listeners, to be part of a roundtable discussion on issues on this program. Again, it's a brand new show. I'm looking forward to hearing it myself. Town Hall, part of the noon hour from noon until 1 p.m. Then from 1 until 3, it is the Todd Alba Show. Todd will be joining us here in just a few minutes, talk about the time change, about other issues as well. Then from 3 until 4, it's Matt Flynn Direct. 4 till 6, the Devil's Advocates. And Made On will be a brand new program from 6 until 7 each weekday as well. So again, some changes, some spots still the same as they were, and then others changing just a bit. So hopefully the changes work for you. They're working for me so far, getting in much earlier and getting into the flow much earlier, but still great to be with you in the mornings here on Bow Falls Radio. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back and talk to Todd Alba, talk about his move from mornings until afternoons and talk about some of the news going on as well. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:16, 71 degrees, a little bit of haze out there, some clouds as well, but overall looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day. Normally this time, you wouldn't hear my voice, at least for the last, what, 7, 8, 9 months. You'll be hearing Todd Alba's voice, and but today we've switched things around here on Bow Falls Radio and also on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've moved from the afternoon into the morning. Moving into from the morning into the afternoon is Mr. Todd Alba. And Todd, glad to have you on the program. We have to get people, wean them off your voice here in the morning.
Probably people will be happy not to hear the voice.
No, I'm not sure.
But maybe it's more of an afternoon voice. I'm not sure. But you're going to do great. We were talking a little bit before we came on here. And, I'm going to miss, quite frankly, being up and doing the show at 8 o'clock just because I kind of like to give people that first news of the day and see what's fresh and new. So that's exciting. But it's also going to be cool to go from morning to 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Simply because we're taking the show statewide, so we're going to be focusing on issues a lot of the time that either are across and affect the entire state of Wisconsin, or bringing a story from a certain part of Wisconsin to the rest of the state. So I'm excited about that as well.
That is one of the interesting aspects of what we're doing here in terms of the different programs, because you can get different, I guess, points of view in terms of, you know, where the stories are coming from. And obviously, I think it's an advantage for me that I'm not on around the state of Wisconsin, that I'm here just in Marathon County and Wausau with the Bow Falls Radio. But you do have to kind of change your thought process about what you're doing, because you were on a number of stations, but not the entire state. So you were able to, I think, focus a little bit more on what's happening with Richland Center or with Wausau, or I think you were on in Wisconsin. No, you weren't on in Wisconsin.
Amory. I was on Amory as well.
So now you do have to kind of broaden your perspective a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, I think a little bit. You've done a great job with your program in the afternoons on Bow Falls Radio, and you're going to continue to do so in the morning. And one of the things I love about your show is that you're there in the community. You live in the community. I say to people, you and our colleague down at Richland Center, Phil Nee, are the two hardest working people in civic media, because not only do you do a daily show, but you're also out there doing high school sports. And that's one of the great things about civic media. I understand local communities were a bit nervous when civic started buying these small local stations, thinking what's going to happen. And really, I know from our CEO and owner, Sage Weil, that they want to replicate what's happening to Bow Falls with you, Chad, and also at RCO and RCE and Richland Center with Phil D, is to get out there and cover those local high school sports. So that's super critically important. That's not going to change. But yeah, when you move to more of a statewide format, you try to think of terms of, well, what's an issue that's going to touch everyone? Or, as I said, you try to pick out a story like, you know, for instance, we're going to have, speaking of Wausau, we're going to have someone who you know and been on your show several times. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg is going to be on the show, I think, coming up on Thursday of this week. And so it kind of gives, you know, her an opportunity to talk about some of the challenges that Wausau has gone through lately with the band teacher issue and anti-Semitism. But I think as importantly, talk about the good things and about what people, you know, should come and visit during the summer in Wausau. And give Katie, you know, Amanda Rosenberg an opportunity to have that platform across the state. So it is kind of juggling those local issues, but then trying to tell those stories statewide.
I got to add, before we talk about some news that's going on and pick your brain little bit, I got to ask, did your move to try to save your meteorologist work out?
No, I can report to you that sadly our poll, we did have some people because they see me on some of the email. For those who might not know what I'm talking about, Kara Foster was our wonderful weatherology meteorologist who would come on at 8:30 every morning. And we found out she's only works in the morning. She's done at 9 a.m. So we tried to save Kara and bring her to the afternoon. We emailed her bosses, but sadly, no, it did not work. So maybe, I mean, she might be up for grabs. Maybe you could get her. She's fantastic. I also know that we have Brittany Merlot from the Civic Media Radio Network, an in-house meteorologist. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I heard you talking about the weather this morning. And again, that's, you know, one of the cool things about Civic. We're going to bring you those local weather bulletins as well when you need to know them.
I had to change my meteorologist as well. It's hard to change.
Did you really?
Yep. I think we all had. Anyone that moved from afternoon to morning or morning to afternoon, we had to change it up. So,
so unfortunately. You get that rapport, right?
Yes.
After a while.
Exactly. But no, it'll be fine. Again, we're talking to Todd Alba. Todd Alba Show now 1 to 3 p.m. here on Bow Falls Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. So you can catch him on the Civic Media app as well. This is a little bit bigger than, say, even a state story, because I think it was Friday that you were talking, either Thursday or Friday, and I was either, you know, getting ready to head over here, or I was actually at my desk, and you were talking about the budget, the ceiling on the debt ceiling, the bill that was passed, and I have to admit that what you said made so much sense, because when that started, when this whole story got its legs, it really annoyed me, the thought of negotiating with Kevin McCarthy. And basically he was using, I thought, this as sort of a hostage situation. But you talked about it, about how this bill, the folks on the far right don't like it. The folks on the far left, some of them don't like it. But this is governing. And it made me think about Biden and the president and what he's able to accomplish in terms of governing. And we forget about it. It's not all endgame politics anymore. I mean, it shouldn't be all endgame politics. But I thought talked about it well, that this shows maybe government working, because you've been in those rooms. You've been walking the halls of the state capitol where you have to make some deals. You have to make something that works for the most people. Could you talk about what you saw from the president and the whole system that maybe we should feel good about, optimistic about that? Hey, we don't have to be all endgame politics all the time.
Sure. I mean, you know, like you say, I worked for moderate Republicans in predominantly former State Senator Dale Schultz when he was a majority leader, and also when he wasn't in the state capitol here. And then for U.S. Congressman Scott Klug from the 2nd Congressional District based in Madison, another moderate Republican at the time in the 90s. So, you know, I spent almost 30 years in politics, and I saw during that time that, generally speaking, the best legislation and the best outcome is when both sides can work together and find compromise. Again, that's called legislating, and it used to be done a lot more than, you know, the last 10 years it's become all this winner-take-all on both sides. We either want everything that we want, or we're taking our ball and going home, and a lot of times nothing really gets done. And I think that's what irritates people the most. I think if you listen to people where I'm from in southwest Wisconsin, I think also up in the Wausau area, what most folks say is, just get something done. Quit arguing with each other and get something done. Look at Mayor Rosenberg in Wausau. Look at Mayor Wiesa down in Stevens Point. I mean, these are people that work in their community, and you know, they don't focus on DVOR or D or independent, whatever. It's like, what do we need to get done in our community? So I think that Joe Biden, one of the benefits of having been around for a while is that you've seen it all, or you've seen most of it, and he's just calm, cool, and collect. And I think that it was a brilliant negotiating strategy by the president to kind of let the Republicans put their plan out there first and then come back around and negotiate this thing and realize that the most destructive thing in this entire process would have been to let the U.S. default on its credit. And it would have rocked the entire world economy, quite frankly. It was also the one thing that I think could have been Biden's Achilles heel politically. So it was both good for the country, good for the world, and finally good for him. And at the end of the day, yeah, he didn't get everything he wanted. And there are certainly things that the far left progressives would have liked in there. But I think at the end of the day, you save Social Security from being touched, Medicare and Medicaid from being touched. You save veterans from essentially being touched. And you save, most importantly, the U.S. from going into default. So I thought it was a brilliant job by President Joe Biden.
And also I wanted to touch again on the issue at the university in Richland Center, because you talked passionately again last week about this, about how, I mean, you got, it was a raw nerve, obviously.
It is.
Real quickly before you kind of talk about where it stands is, it feels like nowadays that sometimes elected officials or public officials that have a responsibility, I think, to communicate with the public, they can get away without talking about important issues. It feels like this issue, right, you're begging people with whether within the UW system or within the elected system, just talk to us about it, to let us know why this is happening. Maybe we can understand it. I mean, that seems to be as much of a frustration as anything, right?
100%. I mean, the quick version for those that might have known before, the UW-Richland two-year campus, which is now a part of UW-Platteville in southwest Wisconsin, for all intents and purposes, Jay Laughlin, president of the system, announced he was closing it down, quote-unquote suspending academic classes in person, which is essentially closing it down. And the Richland community said, look, you basically set us up for failure. You didn't give us our own dean. You didn't give us replace our recruiter when they left. Nobody knows about it, or very few people know about us. And so they were set up for failure, and yet the president of the system used enrollment as the reason he was closing it. And to your point, Chad, Gene Rothman never had, to date, I don't believe it still, he's been in the job almost a year, has still never come to Richland Center, talked to the community, talked to the faculty or the students. And Howard Markline, who is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, who represents Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin, and also Tony Kurtz, the assembly person who represents Richland Center in that campus, also on the Joint Finance Committee. And, they say, well, there's nothing we can do. We don't have the power to do that. And there's no money. We can't help the campus. And yet, Chad, the same committee and Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz voted to give $2 million to the Green Bay Packers last week in order to help them host the NFL draft. And look, I love the Packers. I'm all for it. I got no real problem doing that. But then don't turn around and look your constituents in the face and say, we don't have any money to save an economic driver in rural Wisconsin, which is the campus at UW-Richland, but we will give that same amount of money to the Packers. You know, we have no problem to do that. And the reason this is important is because in Wausau, you've got, now I believe what it's called, UW-Stevens Point Wausau, yep. UW-Marathon. And, I mean, this same thing could come there. It could come to Amory. It could come to all parts of the state of Wisconsin.
And that's what it sounds like, actually, that everything is on the table when it comes to this. The idea that we're safe here in Wausau is not true. It could be, ultimately, but for sure, no way.
No, I not true at all. And, of course, when Richland broke, everybody, Laughlin and the legislature and the UW system said, oh, this is a one-off. Well, then next thing happened, UW-Washington County over by Milwaukee, they took the bull by the horns, said, we're going to be proactive here. They're essentially looking at closing their campus and bringing in the tech college there to take over those buildings. And then after that, President Rothman said, essentially in a press release, yeah, all 12 of the rest of the two-year campuses, including UW-Stevens Point at Wausau, is on the table, and you essentially have to justify your existence. And if you don't, you're gone. And it's very disturbing because, Chad, as you know, the impact that UW-Stevens Point at Wausau has on that community, economically, certainly, but bringing quality, accessible, affordable education to central Wisconsin is critical, and it's disturbing to see that this legislature, in particular the Republicans of the Joint Finance Committee, don't want to invest in education, don't want to invest in higher education. I mean, heck, they took out a brand-new engineering building at the UW-Madison last week, and also cut, by the way, over $200 million in funding for broadband to expand broadband to places like Merrill and Central Wisconsin, Wausau as well, and don't want to invest in that.
Exactly. I saw that as well, and I thought the exact same thing about that. That's just – that was – inexcusable. Again, the same
time. And you know what Howard Mark White, the chairman of Joint Finance, his excuse was, well, I talked to the tech and the broadband companies, and they're so busy, they wouldn't be able to do anything with that money for 2 years anyway. Well, Howard, you give them the money so they can hire more workers to expedite the process, for goodness sake. We got people in rural Wisconsin, in central Wisconsin, that are still using dial-up.
Yep. It's amazing.
I mean, incredible.
It
so,
is.
You know, we're still a little hot. We'll still bring the heat in the afternoon. I know you're going to bring these issues to central Wisconsin in the morning.
Yep.
And, yeah, we're on different time spots, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're still going to cross over and be at each other's show and have some fun.
There you go. Anytime you need me, you let me know. But, Todd, we'll definitely be tuned in today, 1 till 3. I know that you'll be actually on 1 till 4 because you'll still be on from 3 to 4 for Matt Flynn for the next couple of days. So I know you did
it. I'm very excited about hosting Matt Flynn. Yes.
You said it. You said that you're more excited about that than anything else about this time change, right?
Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Remember that.
Absolutely. Well, again, Todd, we'll be tuned in. Thank you for being on. I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Chad. Have a great day.
Absolutely. That, again, is Todd Alba. Make sure you tune in. Todd Alba Show from 1 till 3 starting today, every weekday, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We're going to come back. Hey, we got some good news to talk about. We got some really good performances at the state track and field meets, some of our area athletes, and also the state golf meet. And Newman Catholic has actually got their team involved in that. So we're going to talk a little bit of high school sports, as I'd like to do from time to time. I did in the afternoon. I'm going to still do it here in the morning as well. So we'll have that coming up. The time is 9:31. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Home show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXU. Apologize, we had a little jump in our automation there. Time is 2:34. Weather-wise, 71 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. A little bit of haze out there as well. Again, we are looking for a high of 79 today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m., tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 7. Otherwise, again, widespread haze between 9 and midnight. Mostly cloudy, a low of 57. And then for the next few days, lots of sunshine. In fact, sunny skies Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday, sunny and 75. Wednesday, sunny and 76. Thursday, sunny and 77. So again, right now, 71 degrees. The time is 9:35. And again, we are heading to the final days of high school sports for another year. We have a softball state tournament coming up this week. We got baseball sectionals with state coming up next week. And this past weekend, it was the WIAA State Track and Field Championships held in La Crosse. And it's always one of the really great state tournaments. So we talked to Paul Mickley a couple of weeks ago. He's the coach of the track and field team at Newman Catholic. And they pack in Roger Herring Stadium over in La Crosse. Incredible atmosphere. And one thing, though, that they always have to seem to deal with are delays because of storms. Lightning delays, storm delays. I know they had some lightning and storm delays on Friday, and that kind of backed things up. But in the end, it turned into another terrific event in La Crosse, and some area teams were very successful. There was a Central Wisconsin team that earned a Division I co-championship, Stevens Point. They tied Heartland Arrowhead with 47 points to share the Division I team championship. It was the first boys track and field title for Spash since it shared the Class A title with Milwaukee King way back in 1955. Also, some area athletes had good weekends. Athens senior Aiden Yankee won his second Division III state title of the weekend when he took first in the discus on Saturday. Yankee had won the shot put on Friday. So quite a weekend for Aiden Yankee of Athens. Two titles this year, three overall in his high school career, and he's going to continue to compete in track at UW-Milwaukee. Yankee's Athens teammate Ryan Peel placed third in the pole vault. He was able to clear 13 feet 6 inches, helping the Greyhounds take second place, actually take second place in the team standings with 32 points. Shai Acton took first with 38. Also, Sarah Melodic of DC Everest had a busy weekend. Melodic of the Evergreens finished second in the 1600 in Division I late Friday night, less than 1 second behind a Muskego runner, Ella Anschutz. Melodic also finished fifth in the 800 in 2:15.71, and then added a third place finish in the 3200 on Saturday in 10 minutes 43.46 seconds. Reese Rogowski is one of the top female athletes here in Central Wisconsin. From Wittenberg, Burnhamwood was one of the top girls basketball performers during the course of the last winter. Well, she had herself a great state tournament. The senior charger finished second in the long jump with a leap of 18 feet 2 inches, third in the 400 in 56.45 seconds, sixth in the 200 in 24.94 seconds, and 10th in the 100 in 12.65 seconds. So great effort by Reese Rogowski of Wittenberg Burnhamwood at the state track and field meet. Other area athletes who were able to be successful this weekend, Drake Carlson of Marathon. He was first in the mixed 1600 wheelchair in 4 minutes 38.75 seconds and placed fifth in the mixed 100-meter wheelchair in 20.97 seconds. Mel Severson of Newman Catholic finished second in the girls 400 in Division III in 58.4 seconds. Faith Resch of Wittenberg Burnhamwood finished third in the girls 300 hurdles in Division II in 45.19 seconds. The Mozanie girls 1600 relay team of Melina Caratini, Kate Bars, Taylan Gershley, and Britt Fitzgerald took second place in Division II in 3 minutes, 58.75 seconds. Gershley also finished third in the long jump at 17 feet, 8.5 inches. Blake Postler of DC Everest finished third in the boys Division I 300 hurdles in 38.59 seconds and fourth in the 110 hurdles in 14.57 seconds. And Tegan Street of Edgar took third in the boys triple jump in Division III with a leap of 43 feet, 10 and 3 quarters inches. So congratulations to those athletes and all the athletes from our area that competed at the WIAA Division I track and field meet this past weekend. Today and tomorrow is the WIAA State Golf Championships at the beautiful Black Wolf Run course in Kohler. I mean, that is just an incredible golf course and terrific for the golfers from the high school ranks that have earned their spot there. Competition for Division I began today at 7 a.m. and at noon for Divisions 2 and 3. Play resumes Tuesday at 7 a.m. for Divisions 2 and 3 and noon for Division 1. In fact, going to try to get some results for an athlete in Division 1 because there is one area golfer competing in Division One today, a sophomore from Wausau East, Cooper Bjerke. I hope that's the right pronunciation. Cooper Bjerke, just a sophomore for the Lumberjacks. He qualified for state for the first time by finishing third at the Marshfield Sectional with a 75. He had also finished third at the Rhinelander Regional with a 77. And he is out on the course, I believe, right now, trying to get off to a good start in the Division One individual tournament. Let's see here. I can pull up the live scoring here, give an update on what Cooper is doing, the pride of Wausau East here. Let's see here. For the Lumberjacks, this is live radio, I tell you, live radio, but I want to let you know how this young man is doing at the WIAA Division One Golf Championship. Again, you talk about a challenge. Black Wolf Run has hosted major professional golf championships. Just fantastic. And let's see here. Let's bring up Cooper's scorecard. As it loads so slowly on my computer. I guess not. Where's the scores? Let's see here. Oh, here we go. I clicked on the wrong number. All right, here we go. Where's Cooper on this listing? The leader is a three-way tie at two under par. Golfers from De Pere, Arrowhead, and Kettle Moraine. And let's see here. Cooper Bjerke, he has played seven holes so far, and he's five over par. Not surprising. Sophomore playing this course. I mean, just amazing. He started off with a par. He started on the back nine, started with a par, then had bogeys on 11, 12, and 13, and then a double on 14. But now it looks like he's settled in just a little bit. He parred the par 3 15th, and then parred the par 5 16th. So back-to-back pars for Wausau East, Cooper Bjerke, who is competing at the WIAA State Golf Championship starting today, goes through tomorrow. Also, Division 3, the Newman Catholic team is involved. The Cardinals as a team advanced to the state tournament. The Cardinals head to state for the second time. They finished 5th in Division 3 in 2021. They are ranked 7th in the state. Newman won the Crivet Sectional with a team score of 337. Connor Croc shared medalist honors with a 76. Isaac Seidel tied for third with a 78. Other members of the team are Mason Prey, Samuel Nelson, and Owen Reeve. So congratulations to those young men, and best of luck here at the state tournament. And the thing about it is, you got Connor Croc. He is one of the top individual performers in the state in Division III. He has already won a state championship this year in football. He, of course, was the quarterback of the Newman Catholic football team that won the state championship. He won then as part of the boys' basketball team along with his golf teammates, Isaac Seidel and Mason Prey. And now he's going to look to win state championships, I think, both individually and as a team in the next couple of days. So finishing off his high school athletic career in the fine fashion is Connor Croc. But good luck to Connor Croc, Isaac Seidel, Mason Prey, Samuel Nelson, and Owen Reeves as they tee off a little bit later on here today. And also one individual from our area. And this is special, I think, because Wisconsin Valley Lutheran as a school is closed. They've closed. They closed it down after the graduation. But one more opportunity for the Wisconsin Valley Lutheran High School name to do something special. And Connor Melberg. Connor Melberg is a junior from Wisconsin Valley Lutheran, and he is qualified for the individual tournament at state. He tied for third at the Crivet Sectional with a 78 to earn his spot at state. He also tied for sixth at the Marathon Regional with a 90. So, boy, he really stepped up from regional to sectional, 12 shots better in the sectional than he did at the regional. So good luck to Connor Melberg for representing Wisconsin Valley Lutheran for a final time. So that's the high school realm. Wisconsin Woodchucks, the Wisconsin Woodchuck baseball team, they're off to a red-hot start to the 2023 season. In fact, last night, they had a combined no-hitter as they won their sixth game in a row. Ethan Pecko, Nick Schutte, and Colton Mercer combined to give up zero hits as the Woodchucks won 3-1. So they gave up no hits total, but Fond du Lac did score a run. Chucks 3, Fond du Lac 1 at Athletic Park. So the Chucks, they started their year off with a loss. They've won 6 in a row. They're now 6-1. They'll look to make it 7 straight wins tonight when they again host Fond du Lac. And the Milwaukee Brewers, they won 3 in a row over the weekend in Cincinnati. Adrian Hauser pitched 7 great innings. Andrew Monasterio hit his first career homer, and the Brewers defeated Cincinnati 5-1 yesterday. Victor Caratini also went deep for the Brewers, who stay in first place after winning for the 4th time in 5 games. Usually, Sunday would wrap up the series, but the Brewers have one more to go in Cincinnati tonight. The Brewers will look to complete a 4-game sweep of the Reds. Looking at the National League Central, the Brewers first at 32-27. The up-and-down Pittsburgh Pirates, they started red hot, then they went ice cold, and now they've won 5 in a row again. Pittsburgh is one half game behind the Brewers at 31-27. You got the Cubs, who are 5.5 games back in third place at 26-32. The Reds are in fourth, 6 games back at 26-33. And the St. Louis Cardinals, who were swept by Pittsburgh this weekend, are in the cellar, 25-35, 7.5 games behind the Crew. Quick reminder, tomorrow, high school baseball, the Marathon Red Raiders, looking to punch their ticket to the state tournament in Appleton, the Division III sectionals. The Division III sectionals, the Marathon Red Raiders, they have to win twice tomorrow. And that's really a cool thing to have the sectionals all in one day. You have one sectional, and then you have the second sectional, and then the two winners will meet in the sectional championship. And looking, again, the Marathon Red Raiders will take on Mondovi in the second sectional. We will have the game live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We'll be on the air for the pregame show starting at 12:45, and the first pitch is set for 1 p.m. So, again, we are so proud to still bring you a play-by-play of high school sports, and we will have the Marathon Red Raiders against Mondovi in the first sectional semifinal coming up tomorrow. It's played in Cumberland. I know Cumberland is 126 miles away. I don't know exactly where Cumberland is, though, but I will be heading there tomorrow. Cumberland takes on St. Croix Falls in the first semi at 10 a.m. We'll have the game at 1. If Marathon wins at 1, they'll take on either Cumberland or St. Croix Falls in the sectional final at 4, and we'd again have it live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We're going to take a quick timeout and be right back. This is Chad Holmes on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
With you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Today is June the 5th of 2023. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays. Financial expert Susie Orman turned 72 today. Kenny G, the smooth sound of Kenny G. Kenny G, 67 years old today. Another musician, bassist Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy is 44. Jeff Garland, interesting man. Funny man. Loved him on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Had a long run on the Goldbergs. Got fired there because of inappropriate conduct. I mean, why do you do that? Why do you let that take away what you're doing, your work? Do stupid things. But Jeff Garland turning 61 years old today. Actor Ron Livingston is 56. Mark Wahlberg, he was Marky Mark back as a kid. Musician, actor Mark Wahlberg, 52 years old today. Actor, comedian Nick Kroll of Children's Hospital is 45. Sophie Lowe, actress, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland is 63. Author Rick Riordan of the Percy Jackson series, turning 59. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history. 1783, the first public demonstration of a hot air balloon flight took place at Annonay, France, where brothers Joseph and Jacques Montgolfier succeeded in launching their 33-foot diameter balloon. The unmanned balloon rose an estimated 1,500 feet and traveled about 7,500 feet before landing after a 10-minute flight. On this date, the 5th of June, 1956, the King, Elvis Presley, introduced his new single titled Hound Dog on the Milton Berle Show, scandalizing the audience with his suggestive hip movements. On this date in 1981, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that five homosexuals in Los Angeles had come down with a rare kind of pneumonia. They were the first recognized cases of what became known as AIDS. On this date in 2001, a burglar fell asleep after taking sleeping tablets to calm his nerves during a raid on a hospital pharmacy in Amman, Jordan. The raider took three tablets from the haul of medication he had stolen. He then fell asleep and was later awakened by police. On this date in 2004, Ronald Reagan, the 40th president of the United States, died in Los Angeles at the age of 93. In fact, I was living in Los Angeles at that time. And me and a friend, we went to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, stood in line, I don't know how many hours. It must have been like 12 hours. I can't remember, but it was in the evening we got there, and we did not walk past the casket until the next morning. Literally stood in line through the entire overnight to walk past the coffin for just a few moments. And the thing is, I am a history nut. I love history. I'm a politics crazy person. So I've gone to the Reagan Library many times. I've gone to the Nixon Library many times. Don't agree politically, but I still find fascinating history. And to be part of that history in Los Angeles when Reagan died and then to stand in line with others and walk past the casket was something else. So it was 19 years ago today that I spent a lot of time in line, and Ronald Reagan passed away at age 93. On this date in 2013, the first article based on NSA leaked documents by Edward Snowden was published by The Guardian newspaper in the UK. On this date in 2018, Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty to rape and sexual assault charges in court in New York. Some special events being celebrated today and this week. It is America the Beautiful Week. It's also Bed Bug Awareness Week, Flag Football Week, Headache Awareness Week, Pet Appreciation Week. It is also Hot Air Balloon Day, Apple 2 Day, Frozen Yogurt Day, Gingerbread Day, Veggie Burger Day, World Environment Day, and this one is odd. I'm not sure why we're celebrating this one, but it is Thank God It's Monday Day. So I don't know. Maybe there's some folks out there feeling that way, but I don't know. I wanted an extra day for the weekend. Well, that's going to wrap up our first edition here in the morning of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio. Again, don't forget, coming up next, an hour earlier than they used to be, but now from 10 until noon, it is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. That'll be from 10 till noon. And then, of course, we have our new program from noon until 1 featuring news with Terry Bell. And then Town Call with discussions, roundtable discussions, along with listener comments of the news of the day. 1 till 3, Todd Allbaugh Show. 3 until 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 until 6, The Devil's Advocates. And then from 6 till 7, Maggie Dawn. So, again, hopefully you'll be able to find your favorite shows. Again, we still have podcasts on our website, BowFallsRadio.com, also on the Civic Media app. And finally, don't forget again, tomorrow we do have Marathon Baseball at the Sectionals. Marathon against Mondovi, 12:45 airtime, 1 o'clock first pitch for the semifinal. And with a victory, the Red Raiders advance to the sectional final at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And both those games would be live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Have yourselves a great rest of your Monday. Thank God it's Monday, right? And join me again tomorrow from 8 until 10 a.m., the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO.